It was the kind of July day that choked on its anticipation, the kind of day that ate every minute mark on the clock with a slow slurp. It was the kind of day that waited. Sick to my stomach, I did just that. With tear-stained cheeks, I waited. The phone screamed. My mom picked up the receiver. When she hung up, she turned to me with a smile. "He's going to be okay," she said. You might assume the he in the hospital, whose life nearly ended that day 5 years ago, is my dad or my grandpa. But the he in question isn't related to me. We aren't even the same species. He is my cat, Stitch. Named for Lilo's alien pal, Stitch is as normal as his Disney counterpart is outlandish. If you've seen an orange tabby, you've seen him. He bears the same trademark short fur with orange stripes, the same green eyes, the same pink nose, and tan paws. There are traits that make him unique, though, especially his two stripes, two long tail. My parents used to say God gave Stitch a long tail, so his body had room for all his love. A day has never passed in which he hasn't demonstrated that affection by headbutting my dad with a purr that rivals a motorcycle engine, curling up on the back of my chair and flicking his fluffy tail against my neck, or following my mom around and interrupting her work with chirpy meows. In the background of my childhood memories, there's a blur of orange fur. When I'd come home from swim meets and place a blue ice pack over my aching shoulder, Stitch would lay down by my side. Every morning as I got ready for school, he'd keep me company, perched on the back of the toilet seat. Even now, I look into the bathroom and see my friend waiting for me. Taking stock of these memories makes clear a disquieting truth. Stitch is healthy, but he throws up his food. He is almost old enough to have a driver's license. What happens when that blur of orange fur fades to black and white? Losing Stitch means losing more than a nearly lifelong friend. It means fraying a thread woven through my youth. I'm clinging to that thread with white knuckles, but I know it is a fight I will lose because I'm fighting time. And fighting time is like swinging your fists at open air, like kicking out in the middle of the ocean. You can make progress, but you can't win. So instead of fighting time, I'm trying to accept that it is catching up. One day, I will come home and be unable to hear the sound of Stitch's thunder rumbling purr. One day, I will look at the back of the toilet seat and find it empty. But acclimating to time's presence doesn't mean being feeble about it. I can't beat time, but I can cheat it. My phone is filled with photos and videos of Stitch that time cannot touch. There, I can always hear the sound of his purr. There, I can always see him sitting on the back of the toilet seat. There, he is always with me, and so is everything he represents. His importance lives outside of time's kingdom, and so do the pieces of me encompassed in his memory. But until Stitch makes the journey to that place, I will treasure every moment time gives me with him.